Abortion in the Bible, A Look at Life, Scripture, and Modern Dilemmas. Dear friends, we live in an age where moral clarity often feels as rare as a sunny day in the middle of a monsoon. And yet, some questions that should have straightforward answers, seem to invite endless debate. Among them is the issue of abortion. What does the Bible say about abortion? Is abortion a sin? How should Christians approach this topic with both grace and truth? Let's dive into what the Word of God teaches and see how we, as believers, can stand for life while sharing the hope of Christ with a world that often struggles to recognize the value of every human being. What does the Bible say about abortion? When tackling the topic of abortion, many ask, where does the Bible explicitly say abortion is wrong? While you won't find a verse that mentions abortion by name, the word itself is modern. The scriptures resoundingly affirm the sanctity of human life from conception onward. Psalm 139:13-16 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." God's intentional design is evident. Life is sacred, and He doesn't start caring about a person once they're old enough to vote, pay taxes, or file a college application. He cares from the moment that life begins. Consider also Jeremiah 1:5, where God tells the prophet, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you." There's no ambiguity here. God recognizes the personhood of the unborn. Jeremiah wasn't just potential in God's eyes. He was already known and set apart for a purpose. Is abortion a sin? The Bible repeatedly demonstrates that the taking of innocent life is a grave sin. Exodus 20:13, one of the Ten Commandments, states, "You shall not murder." To end the life of a child in the womb is to act against the God who formed that life. The commandment doesn't come with footnotes or cultural exceptions. The value of life isn't contingent on convenience, timing, or circumstances. Even the unborn are described as full participants in God's plans. Luke 1:41 tells us that John the Baptist leaped in his mother's womb when Mary greeted Elizabeth. This wasn't just a reflex. Scripture attributes this movement to joy in the presence of Christ. Modern rationalizations, a heartbreaking contradiction. Now let's address some of the more creative arguments out there. Picture this, someone passionately protesting on behalf of endangered sea turtles. "Don't you dare touch that egg," they cry. "It's a future turtle." But when the topic shifts to unborn children, "Oh, that's just a clump of cells." If irony were a currency, this kind of thinking would make someone a millionaire. How do we live in a society that will penalize you for disturbing a bird's nest, but shrug its shoulders at the loss of a human child? The inconsistency is staggering. What does God say about abortion? Let's go deeper. Some point to passages like Numbers 5:11-28 and claim the Bible supports abortion. This ritual, known as the ordeal of bitter water, has been grossly misrepresented by skeptics. It was not about ending the life of an unborn child, but about proving the innocence or guilt of a woman accused of adultery. If the woman was guilty, God Himself would bring judgment, not the priest, her husband, or anyone else. The passage doesn't condone abortion. Rather, it emphasizes God's authority and justice. Bible verses about abortion affirming life. Here are some key scriptures that reinforce the sanctity of life. Genesis 1:27. "So God created man in His own image. Every human, born or unborn, bears God's image and is deserving of dignity." Proverbs 6:16-17. "Among the things God hates is hands that shed innocent blood." Exodus 21:22-25. This passage lays out consequences for harming a pregnant woman and her child, showing that both lives are valued by God. These verses affirm what believers have always known. Life is sacred because it comes from the Creator. What about difficult circumstances? The most challenging arguments often revolve around difficult situations, poverty, abuse, or health risks. While these concerns are real and demand compassion, they don't negate the value of the child's life. We serve a God who specializes in bringing hope out of despair and light into darkness. As believers, we must advocate for both mother and child. That means supporting crisis pregnancy centers, adoption, and resources for struggling families. True pro-life advocacy doesn't stop at birth. It involves walking alongside those in need. Is abortion a sin? Even in a fallen world, we live in a broken world, and all of us struggle with sin. For some, that struggle may manifest in a choice they deeply regret. But here's the good news. God's grace is greater than any sin. 1 John 1:9 promises, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." No one is beyond the reach of God's mercy. Women who have had abortions and those who have supported them can find forgiveness and healing in Christ. A hopeful future. So, what does the Bible say about abortion? It declares life sacred, from the moment of conception to natural death. The question for us is whether we will align our lives with God's truth or with the shifting sands of cultural opinion. For those struggling with this issue, know this. God sees you and offers a way forward. Whether you're grappling with guilt, confusion, or fear, turn to Him. He specializes in redemption. Let's leave behind the contradictory logic that values turtle eggs over human children. Let's embrace the truth of God's Word and stand for life with both conviction and compassion. And finally, as we wrestle with these questions, may we remember the words of the psalmist in Psalm 127, verse 3, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward." May we cherish that heritage, uphold that reward, and reflect God's love to a world in desperate need of it.